Hey, hey, we're here. We're back. We're doing it. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast Monday show right here for you. April 27th. It's Dave. It's the Clips. We started out by talking our yin-yang weekend and the NFL draft. Steve's opinion on it has evolved since the first round. Where in the world is Kim Jong-un? That was one bit of non-pandemic news swirling around over the weekend. Our COVIDiot of the day was back. Cindy's bed moves were discussed before sharing four random facts. The Grand Illusion was featured in Song Stories today. We played Simple Secrets once again and thinned the herd as we do every Monday morning. Plus, have you been stricken by the COVID-15? Chances are good. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Saturday, as miserable as yesterday was, right? I mean, you talk about 2 days that were, you know, the opposites of each
yesterday
other.
Yesterday sucked.
Yesterday was just terrible.
I was so bored. I'm never bored. I was bored out of my mind. I was drawing fans with my son.
Wow.
That's bored.
Because on Saturday, I mean, you guys got on me because without fail, it'll be a nice day outside. I'll be downstairs in the basement working in my shop.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, no, I'm not going to do this. Right. I got up real early on Saturday. I had a bunch of chores I had to do for Lisa. And then, boom, I'm just going to hang outside. I'm going to find things to do. And when I don't find things to do, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to drink.
Nice.
All right. Right. Yeah. Now, I'm going to assume that that you were sitting indoors getting pissed at Jerry Jones because he's been taking
on
pictures.
Saturday?
On Saturday?
No.
You didn't stay for the
outside.
Third round?
No, I was outside. I mean, I followed along. I knew what they were doing.
Uh-huh. And how about that second round pick? Huh? You getting a lot of joy out of that one?
No, I have. Me and one of my buddies are arguing with two of my other buddies for, and it was a 24-hour, at least 24 hours of just arguing about why it was a stupid pick. Overall, I said this to Dave, I think the Eagles did a fairly decent job drafting.
Okay.
The second round is a question mark.
All right, but wait a second. That means you changed your mind on the first round.
It was never about the guy. It was about the not trading back to get him when he's available there or not moving up.
Okay.
Although we did learn that they tried to move up with Atlanta to jump in front of Dallas, but Atlanta wanted their second round pick and their first round pick, and the Eagles only wanted to do first and third. Give the damn second round pick up. You just drafted a quarterback, idiots.
This is all Dungeons and Dragons to me, man. I got lost in the sauce.
But overall, it was good.
Well, tell me about this guy, because other than his name, I know nothing about him.
I mean, he was a quarterback at Alabama who then got replaced in the championship game and was a good teammate for the next year and then transferred to Oklahoma where he was the starting quarterback there as well. So he was a good quarterback, but everything they were saying was he's a backup plan in case Carson gets hurt, but they're also going to use him as a gadget guy, and I hate gadget guys. I hate them. And they said it's a good spot to be in Philadelphia so he can learn to be an NFL quarterback. Come on, with the second round pick.
Yeah, well, this is where the sad cases come. You know, remember we had Michael Vick because we wanted to give him a chance to redeem himself.
But he's not a sad case.
All right. Well,
I'm sad case right now because it's the second round pick.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Of all of this, with all of the COVID-19 news, and all of the instruction, and when are states opening, and where people are being COVIDiots, and all that stuff, with all of this, one story cut through that had nothing to do with COVID-19. Where in the world is Kim Jong-un?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was group texting about this weekend.
He's like, really? Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who really cares?
Well, because people thought he was dead.
Right. Well, yeah. That's why. I mean, it's possible that, he could have been dead. It seems that he's at, and I love the way they put this, he's at his luxury resort.
Yeah.
Like he has any kind of low-key place.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Is there anything that the word luxury is actually an understatement for the way they do things for him?
Yeah.
All right. This is a country that built a ski resort so they could show it on the news, but no one's allowed to use the ski resort.
And hired actors to look like they're having a grand old time.
Yeah. Right. They're all soldiers.
Yeah.
Everybody was in the army.
So he's at his resort.
So, yeah.
No, we don't
but
know.
But is he dead or is he alive at his resort?
I think he's hiding from corona. This does have to do with COVID-19. He's
really
a big, fat wuss.
Yeah, that's very possible. Very, very possible.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have found yet another one. Yep, we're talking about the COVIDian of the day. And we take you to Chicago, where someone has released a video showing that what appears to be hundreds of people jammed into a Chicago home having a party because everyone at the party was having such a good time, even though the city is under a stay-at-home order. We're talking hundreds of people in this house.
A banger.
All right. One of the attendees said, and this guy is the COVIDian of the group, all right? I'm not worried about the coronavirus, but if I didn't have it before, and I probably have it now. Oh, well. Oh, well. All right. Once again, I'm not worried about the coronavirus, but if I didn't have it before, I probably have it now. Oh, well. You, sir, are a COVIDian.
With all due respect.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
You know, a while back, what's his face? Paul McCartney was asked who was the better band, the Stones or the Beatles.
Yep.
And of course, Paul went with the Beatles. And probably hit-wise, music-wise, the Beatles might win that battle, especially if we're talking hits.
Right.
But Mick came back with, and he didn't want to put one band against the other. He said, well, we were basically two completely different bands, kind of working in two completely different worlds, because the Beatles never did an arena tour. I mean, sure, they played like Shea and a couple of things like that, but overall, there was no Madison Square Gardens with good sound systems and great lighting and all that stuff. I mean, the PA systems that the Beatles used were terrible.
Sure.
Were absolutely terrible. If you got to go to Shea Stadium, you heard him out of the same speakers as the guy who, coming up the bat, Manny Moto. So the sound was really crap, and then all of the screaming made it even worse, made it impossible to hear. All right, so Mick might have a point. You know, as a touring band, the Stones were definitely a much better touring band. 43 degrees outside right now, cloudy with some scattered showers. The high temperature, about 50 degrees. Cindy Graham is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was way too busy and involved moving a lot of furniture.
A lot of furniture? I thought all you did was buy a bed.
Well, we had to get the old bed out of our bedroom because we went from a queen-size bed to a king-size bed.
Oh, that's a great upgrade.
That is a great upgrade. Right. Especially,
a good
now
idea.
Now that you're at the age that you don't want to be near each other. Okay.
If we had done it 25 years ago when we got married, it would have been easy.
Yeah.
But now it's like 25 years of junk and pictures on the walls. I had to move out, and we had to take it downstairs and upstairs foyer to get cleaned out downstairs.
Wait a second. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Were you busy for 2 days?
Yes.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Wow.
I still managed to not leave the house. Congratulations. That's impressive.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK. And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
1, 2, 3,
okay, Chokey the Frog, what do you got?
All right, Best Buy was originally called Sound of Music. They launched in 1966, and the name wasn't changed to Best Buy until 1983.
Wow.
What?
That's
I didn't even know Best Buy was around since 83. That's
weird. Right. That's the strangest part of all that. What do you got, Steve?
Six Flags, which is headquartered in Texas, got its name because of the six different nations Texas has been a part of. Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the United States, and the Confederacy.
Get out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. The arcade game based on Tron hit arcades shortly after the movie came out in 1982 and made more money than the film, possibly because people were hoping they'd be transported into it.
Seems it's all about names today. Toyota was originally called Toyota, all right, with a D, because the founder's name was Sakichi Toyoda, right? But after a year, they decided to change it, since Toyoda means fertile rice paddies, and they didn't want to be associated with farming. And there are your
random
facts.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning is about The Grand Illusion by Styx. As a matter of fact, Dennis the Young from Styx will be on with us, well, formerly of Styx,
right,
will be on with us sometime, what, late this week or next week?
I'm just trying to lock him down, either next week or Thursday, maybe?
Yeah, okay.
So probably next week.
All right. Well, anyway, when it came to The Grand Illusion, of course, The Grand Illusion was the first concept album that they did. And here's how Dennis explains, who wrote the song The Grand Illusion, how it works into the concept.
The idea behind the album is that we create illusions in show business. And what you see on the stage, what you hear in the records, are illusions. You know, we're regular people like you, have the same problems, deal with the same life situations. And so don't be fooled by it, which is what we're trying to tell people, that when you see advertising and motion pictures and entertainment in general is a big lie. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be bigger than life. And The Grand Illusion was really a song that was coming clean on it, telling the audience, enjoy it, look at it, revel in it, don't buy into it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Pushing out this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Speaking of come down, boy, I was hoping that this Friday was going to be a first Friday and people would be able to come down to the studio, but
yeah. That
ain't happening.
No.
It's just our three mugs in here once again. But we will do our best to keep you entertained as we try to each and every morning. Cloudy with scattered showers. Did I do the weather? I don't even remember. Cloudy with scattered showers, high temperature, about 50 degrees. You know, we've got the MGK merch booth where you can buy everything MGK. Well, in the merch booth, we've got a lot of merchandise that's called Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit from PHL for the PHL 19 fund will be provided through the sales of this stuff. So, you know, if you want something, this is great. It'll all go to, you know, vulnerable citizens and to ensure critical response remains accessible to those in need. Go to WMGK.com for complete details on how to pick up on the Philly Stands Together merchandise. Time now for us to take a shot at Simple Secrets. And on the phone this morning, we've got Howard. And you folks get to take part in this because if you can figure out what Howard's answer is to the fifth question by simply saying yes or no, you can text that into us to MGK, MGK. You can be the person who walks away with a $25 gift card to Dog and Bull Brew and Music House. Let's go to the recording because we just spoke to Howard. Good morning, Howard. How you doing? Where are you from, Howard?
Lumberton, New Jersey.
All right. Oh, Dave was trying to get there all weekend this weekend.
Oh, man, I need your booze.
Oh, yeah. Right up front there. I'm 38.
So, Howard, you understand what you got to do here. I've got five questions for you. Most of them are either or. You'll be able to help us out, and somebody will be able to walk away with a Dog and Bull a Brew and Music House gift card. You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's your first one. Hamburger or hot dog?
Hamburger.
Football or baseball?
Football.
Eggs, scrambled or fried?
Scrambled.
Three Musketeers or Peppermint Patty?
Three Musketeers.
Have you ever been caught watching porn? What do you think?
Whoop.
Right. MGK, MGK, has Howard ever been caught watching porn? Text yes or no to MGK, MGK, and we'll see who comes up with the right answer. This morning, we were talking to Howard for Simple Secrets. Howard answers his questions, but we don't know what the answer to number five was yet. Overall, the audience thinks the answer is yes. There are some no's. Overall, the audience thinks it's yes. What do you think, Cindy?
I'm going to say no just to be contrary, but it's probably yes.
Okay. Well, here were Howard's questions and answers for Simple Secrets. Hamburger or hot dog?
Hamburger.
Football or baseball?
Football.
Eggs, scrambled or fried?
Scrambled.
Three Musketeers or Peppermint Patty?
Three Musketeers.
Have you ever been caught watching porn?
No.
Have you ever watched porn?
Yes.
Howard, thank you so much. Have a great morning.
All right, thanks,
Jeff. I know. There was Howard's answer. So, Dave, find me someone who said no.
Gotcha.
They're going to get that $25 gift card to Dog and Bull Brew and Music House.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
If I get through this without hacking up a lung, I'm going to be very surprised. 45-year-old guy named Robert Dennett and his 35-year-old friend Carmen Wooten, both from Washington City, Utah, competed together in a bass fishing tournament. The top prize was $2,500 for catching the five heaviest fish in 2 days. And after Robert and Carmen turned in their fish from the first day, right, they were in second place. But they were soon disqualified because the tournament officials noticed that the bass that they caught didn't look like any of the bass that anyone else caught that day. Quote, they had little heads, fatter bodies, and that which indicate a different diet, and they had red fins, which indicates that they've undergone stress. And yes, it turns out that Robert and Carmen had smuggled pre-caught bass from a reservoir in a different part of Utah. Last week, both guys were charged with felony bribery or a threat to influence a contest, plus some misdemeanor wildlife charges. The felony charge could get them 5 years in prison.
In the herd.
Cheaters never prosper. What's going on?
Cops in New Haven, Connecticut got a call about a burglary in progress at a restaurant last week, and it was shut down. So this guy had a few days to himself inside this restaurant. The manager stopped by just to check on his restaurant, and he saw a 42-year-old guy named Luis Ortiz asleep in said restaurant. Well, it turns out Luis had broken in 4 days earlier. He lived in the restaurant the entire time, eating their food and drinking their booze. 70 bottles of liquor were gone in
what?
4 days.
Something tells me someone was coming to visit the whole bar. Mr. Ortiz.
Yeah. He's been charged with burglary, larceny, criminal mischief, and it turns out he had an outstanding warrant for failure to appear as well.
Yikes.
Bye, Louise.
In the herd.
Dave?
Last Sunday, 2 days after Florida reopened its beaches, the police were patrolling Jacksonville Beach to enforce social distance rules, and they found a 30-year-old guy named Mario Gatti on the beach, which soon turned into quicksand for him because it turns out he's a fugitive who's wanted here in Pennsylvania, actually, for shooting.
Here in Philadelphia.
Was it Philly?
Yeah, in Philly.
Allegedly shot and killed a man in January. The cops figured out he had that warrant, and they arrested him. He should be extradited to PA this week. They tweeted a photo of him, and I saw this photo. You might have, too. It's him being let off the beach in cuffs, wearing an American flag bathing suit. So hit him for a flag coat, too.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, 53-year-old Leon Shaw of Gig Harbor, Washington, went on a date with a 47-year-old woman on Saturday night, and it started out with them getting hammered, and then it started to spiral out of control. First, they went to Leon's friend's house. He's a tattoo artist, and Leon's date asked him to tattoo her chest. Then the two of them started hooking up.
Oh, man.
Which must have gotten hardcore because the police say her pants were off, right? Leon got upset as he was, as all of this was happening right in front of him, and he started yelling at her. Next, the woman punched Leon. He slapped her, and she ran out of the house, again, without pants on. Right, she got in Leon's truck and started it. When Leon went to see where she was doing, she ran him over.
Oh, my God.
Leon died on the spot, and the woman crashed the truck about a quarter mile down the road. She's in the hospital, and it seems there are some charges pending.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Saturday was just such a glorious day, mm-hmm. and then yesterday was just the worst.
It was terrible.
It was
so boring.
It just never stopped. Yep. You know, just like if it was the mist and then the rain and then more rain and mist for a little bit and more rain. I have to tell you something. They talk about this thing. Have you heard about the COVID-15?
No.
That's the amount of weight people are supposedly putting on.
Is it like the freshman 15?
Yeah, it's like the freshman 15. Right. So far, I don't have the COVID-15. I have the COVID-8, right? But I don't have the COVID-15.
Over the halfway mark.
And I got to tell you something. I mean, yesterday was a big COVID-8 day because sitting there just watching TV all day, you know, laying on the couch.
couch. Stay on the couch. This is the advice of Dr. Fauci. Stay home. He's talking to you. Stay home. In viral times, exercise some self-control. So just sit tight.
John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.